checking in from the White House with ABC's Karen Travers. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Well, we start the week, no surprise, talking about the weekend press tour. Rudy back on the job and making the rounds, beginning with this week with George Stephanopoulos. And it seems Trump says he still has a bit to learn about the job, but Rudy went on anyway and had a lot to say.
Yeah, you know, last Friday, the president on the South Lawn told us that Rudy wasn't getting his facts straight and said that there was going to be clarification on the timeline of who knew what and when. And Giuliani put out a statement, but I have to say it really didn't clarify anything. And this media blitz that he's been doing and continues to do certainly is opening up more questions than it is answering all the other questions that have been out there. He is struggling to tell a consistent story about what the president knew and when about that payment to Stormy Daniels right before the election, and that repayment to Michael Cohen for that payment. I think also notable over the weekend was the very straightforward question from George Stephanopoulos to Giuliani when he said, did Michael Cohen make payments to other women for the president?
Yeah.
And Giuliani said, I have no knowledge of that, but I would think if it was necessary, yes. That, of course, has sparked another round of questions as who else maybe got paid? When? How much? Why was it necessary? So if you look at this, Rudy Giuliani had said that the president has confidence in him and, you know, they're on trying to come up with a strategy to push back on reporting out there and make their case. But I have to say that Giuliani maybe is causing more headaches here in the White House than he is helping things.
Why wouldn't somebody in the administration shut him down?
I don't think they can. He doesn't answer to anybody except the president.
Well,
he doesn't work for John Kelly. He
normally, though, if you have a client and you're working for the client, you're the spokesperson for the client. So it seems like
Trump doesn't mind what he's out there saying, you know, kind of taking that boxer mentality and fighting back. But it certainly makes it more difficult for people here to do their jobs. And it doesn't sound like there's a lot of coordination on this. And I think that's why you see Sarah Sanders say, I'm not going to talk about that. All questions go to the outside counsel and let Rudy Giuliani and the other lawyers answer things.
Speaking of Sarah Sanders, Karen, we have to mention this. She has, of course, endeared herself to a new legion of fans who hope that women continue to make great strides in Washington when she made some comments about Gina Haspel.
Yeah, this was an interesting tweet from Sarah Sanders over the weekend saying, you know, that Gina Haspel is more qualified than anyone. She'll be the first woman to lead the CIA. And she says, any Democrat who claims to support women's empowerment and national security but opposes her nomination is a total hypocrite.
Yeah.
Notable to see the White House kind of playing that gender card in this. The president also tweeted this morning that she is the most qualified person and notes that she's also a woman. She's going to face a tough confirmation hearing this week. There was a report over the weekend that she had actually said on Friday that she would withdraw her nomination. The White House didn't refute that, but they also are not commenting on that.
Yeah, that's an interesting turn, I thought, over the weekend with Gina Haspel. And as far as you know, the hearings are moving forward as planned?
That's the plan. Wednesday is when things would kick off. And Democratic lawmakers and some Republicans have a lot of questions for her about, you know, what her role was in the enhanced interrogation program after 9/11. She's reportedly the head of one of the CIA's black sites in Thailand where there were al-Qaeda suspects being held. Her role in all of that is not clear, and it's certainly not clear if she can answer any of that in an open hearing on Wednesday.
Should be interesting in the upcoming week, as it always is, Karen.
Always.
Yeah. You have no, your job security is intact, not to worry. Karen, thanks for being here.
Have a great day.
That's Karen Travers live from the White House talking about what happened over the weekend and, of course, much more to come.